It's Friday, the 27th of March, 8 a.m. And it's a mixed kind of sky. Lots of grey to the west, but above and to the south, more tapioca-like clouds. What a description, tapioca. Goodness grief. What I mean by that is it's those light clouds that perforated. I think I should give up now. The sun's veiled behind those clouds. Which is a shame because it's a nice dry morning and it's fairly calm. It's a light breeze. But it's cold. Not freezing cold, just cold. That's the house sparrows. That's what they do. They're very gregarious wee birds. And fly about in little flocks, and every now and again they dive into a bush or a hedge or a tree or something, and you get that sometimes for a long, long time. I've passed them up through the parks. In fact, there's a wee cottage just along the road from here. It's got it's about a 4 foot hedge. It's very thick, and there's a resident flock in there. Sometimes when you pass, you can hear the chatter, and it's still there when you come back half an hour later. I think it's wonderful. I had a very good sleep last night. It really was. Very good sleep. With the usual caveats, but a very good sleep. The thing is, right at the end, it's before the alarm went off, I was dreaming. I said before that I used to remember all my dreams. Not every dream, but very vividly, especially the dreams that were near to the point of waking up. And then I seem to have lost that ability. Yeah. I always try desperately to get my mind to remember what was going on, you know, maybe wee snippets and patch it together. Try to work backwards from that point. What was I thinking? What was I dreaming about before that bit, before that bit, before that bit? Yeah. But the dream this morning before I woke up was as clear as a bell. Hello, Mrs. Blackbird. She's gathering nesting materials from the grass. It's strands and leaves that are almost decayed away, but make fine bedding. And off she scurries. It was off a family matter. And an issue, and everything was so clear. It was so clear, and it was a dream that before the alarm went off, I was expecting to be resolved to ask questions to this family member, and get answers. And it was so vivid and clear and lifelike that I was at that point where I was about to ask the questions. And it looked like in the dream that I might just get the answers. But alas, the dream started to drift a wee bit. But that's understandable, because that's all part of what's been going on in my head for the best part of a year now. And I guess that my brain was telling me that there, it's not going to be as simple as that. So anyway. Yeah. Right, enough of that, because that just gets me down a bit. Sun is just about broken through. Just about. It's almost there. I know a song about that. Almost there. Andy Williams, sure it was. So, oh, I see what she's doing. She's been very clever. She's picking up nesting material. And I thought she was going back to the nest, but she's not. She's taking it in below the bridal wreath shrub, which is one of her favourite hideaways. And she's obviously dumping the stuff in there, hidden away, come back out for more. So that she's stashing, in other words. Or is that caching? Is everything caching now? It used to only mean caching, as in cashing a cheque. Now it's got a whole horde of meanings. So Mrs. Blackbird is caching her nesting materials, and then she'll take them from there up into her nest site in the big laurel bush. I'm feeling good this morning, even with that dream, but I am honestly, I'm feeling pretty good. A productive day yesterday. I got a new axe. I haven't had an axe since our last house, 24 years ago, since we had a fire. And now I've got this stove, so I have some logs and I have a lot of dry wood. And I was having to split kindling with a £2 hammer and a wood chisel. So I went away, well, I was actually out away on, what day was it? Was it Friday or Wednesday? I was in an area where I could drop into Screwfix, because Screwfix has got fantastic deals on garden tools and things like that. And I bought the Roughneck. I'm not sure if that's an American brand or not. Or it could be Canadian. See, we always tend to over here think that anything that sounds American is American, and it could just as easily be Canadian. I suppose that's typecasting, like people talk about the UK as being England. Yeah. Anyway, so I bought this. It's a, what weigh is it now? 2 pounds, 6 ounces. Or is it heavier than that? It's about 18, yeah, maybe shorter than 18 inches long. But it's a cracking looking beastie. Beautiful yellow handle with a sure grip on it. And it's designed. Why am I telling you this? Forget it. I bought an axe. And I was using it for the first time yesterday. And yeah, you got it. About the third blow down through the kindling, and not being used to the balance and the weight, I took the skin right off the top side of my left index finger. In other words, it grazed it down the side of the finger, so it wasn't straight in. So I've got some skin missing down my finger. So yesterday I was splitting more kindling, and I was being very careful. I put gloves on, well, a glove on my left hand at least. Yeah, I have to get back into the art of using an axe without endangering my limbs. Yes, my wife got some pears and they were lovely, except the one I got yesterday and I had one bite in and it was far too hard for me. So I took it out with a chunk missing and stuck it, wedged it into the apple tree, which is quite ironic, wedging a pear into an apple tree. But I wedged it in between two wee branches in the hope that it would attract the field fares, which are beautiful thrush-like birds. It happened one year. We didn't do it intentionally. We put a couple of pears out in the garden, and before we knew it, there was field fares in the garden. Then I read up about it and read that they love pears. And I thought, it's a bit mad because we don't grow pears in Scotland. So how do field fares... how do field fares like pears? I mean, where the heck are they going to get pears in Scotland to like as a food to or something? Anyway, it did attract them, so I stuck this up in the apple tree. But I see that Mr. Blackbird has found it and he's dislodged it on the ground and he was eating big chunks out of it there. Anyway, so much for my plan. I've got loads to do today again, loads of stuff to do, so I'm quite happy. I'm looking forward to getting on with things. Positivity. That's a hashtag for today.